Today I'm going to present to you an analysis of IMCI program that was done in Zambia, and I'd like first of all to acknowledge my co-authors as highlighted in the first slide. Zambia is divided into 9 provinces. Zambia is divided into 9 provinces and 72 districts. Implementation of child health programs is at district level. I work for an NGO called Health Services and Systems Program, and this is an NGO which basically provides technical assistance to Ministry of Health, and this is funded by USAID. That's a map of Zambia which basically highlights the 9 provinces and the 72 districts. You'll note in this map that it says on top there districts implementing IMCI in Zambia. However, at the time of the study analysis, there were less districts. There were actually 38 out of 72 districts which are IMCI implementing. Although this map is much later, showing 62 out of 72 districts. Basically, IMCI is a strategy which aims to build the skills of health workers attending to children and strengthening the requisite system in order to contribute to the reduction of morbidity and mortality in under 5 children. And at the time of data collection, which was December 2005 to March 2006, there were 38 out of 72 districts in Zambia which were implementing IMCI. However, since the inception of IMCI, which was basically introduced to Zambia in 1995, there has been no systematic review of factors that influence the training of health workers in IMCI case management. And in order for a program like ours to be able to offer quality technical assistance to Ministry of Health in terms of scale-up of the IMCI program, it's important that some of these factors are analyzed at district level. Basically, the justification, as I've said earlier on, is that we haven't had any systematic review of factors that influence district health worker training at the district level, and effective implementation of IMCI depends on availability of skilled and motivated personnel, both at the district and the health center level. The objectives of this analysis was firstly to review the overall IMCI implementation and identify factors that influence the district ability to train health workers in IMCI case management, bearing in mind that most of the districts have a similar resource basket, and specifically to describe the distribution of IMCI implementing districts and describe the level of staff trained in IMCI in the districts by health center, and determine factors associated with IMCI case management, and lastly, to compare the under 5 mortality rates by district. The study, as I have alluded to earlier, was conducted between December 2005 and March 2006, and data was collected from all the 72 districts in Zambia by use of a checklist, and also by reviewing the district action plans. And these are plans that districts plan for in terms of implementation of the various programs at district level. So we did review the district action plans for this specific year. In addition, we have reports of what are called orientation visits in IMCI, and this is a basic prerequisite before IMCI implementation in a district. So these particular orientation visits reports were also analyzed. The data was analyzed using STATA. In terms of results, basically, 16, we categorized the 72 districts into rural and urban. So this is by a set criteria by Ministry of Health, and therefore all the districts are categorized as A, B, C, and D. And for the sake of analysis, we grouped A and B as rural, and as urban, and C and D and rural. So using that criteria, there were 16 urban districts and 56 rural districts. And when we looked at the total of the health centers, we have about 1,167 health centers in Zambia. And this is the level of primary health care. So this would be like the first line level of health services in a district in Zambia. And basically looking at the health centers, we had 69 of these health centers in the rural and 31% of these health centers being in the urban. You will note here that Zambia is basically a rural country, and therefore you have many more health centers being in the rural districts. Over 60% of the health centers in the rural and the urban had only about 1 to 5 health workers stationed to provide health services in child health. Again, we looked at the number of trained health workers that manned the health centers. And when we looked at this, we actually found that in some of the urban health centers, in about 2% of these health centers and in about 9% of the rural health centers, these were being manned by non-trained health workers. So they normally be trained by a card, be manned by a cadre who is called a CDE, and this is not a health worker, but you know it's somebody who's manning a health center simply because they do not have somebody trained there. About 50% of the health centers and 39% of the urban health centers had no health worker trained in IMCI at all. So this is when you looked at the health centers that had a trained health worker working at the center and looking at whether these health workers were trained in IMCI. So over 50% of the both rural and urban health centers had less than 16% of the health workers trained in IMCI. And only about 20% of health centers had more than 60% of health workers trained in IMCI in both rural and urban areas. Now, this is very important when we go to the discussion later on, in that for IMCI strategy to be effective, it is recommended that you have at least 60 to 80% of health workers that manage children at the health center level being trained in IMCI strategy. But when we looked at Zambia countrywide, we found that only about 20% of health workers had more than 60% of the health workers being trained in IMCI. Then we also looked at the district versus IMCI, the district as well as the district health management team. Now, in each district, you have a team, and these are the district level supervisors that will then supervise the activities of IMCI implementation at the district level. So we looked at that in relation to IMCI implementation. Overall, we found that 69% of urban and 45% of rural districts were implementing IMCI. And in this case, we have a set criteria. And for Zambia, basically what categorizes a district as being IMCI implementation is if a district has undergone orientation and has started training its health workers in IMCI. 81% of the urban and 50% rural district had none or up to 30% of health workers trained in IMCI. In this particular area, you see that I'm talking at the numbers trained at the district level, which is really a proxy. Ideally, what you should be looking at is the proportion of health workers who are trained at the health center level. But for the sake of this analysis, we also looked at the proportion trained at district level. Now, 56% of urban and 26% rural DHMTs had none or one staff trained in IMCI.
That 56% is part of the 81%. Those aren't additive, they're overlapping, correct?
No. Sorry, the 81% and the 50% rural district, we're talking about the actual health workers. The 56% is talking about the DHMT staff. These are the supervisors.
I got it.
Yes, so we are looking at the DHMT supervisors, and we're also looking at the health workers at district level. Now, basically, only about 19% of both rural and urban DHMTs had more than 4 staff members trained in IMCI. So these are the district level supervisors. And ideally, you should have at least 3 or more DHMT staff, that is the supervisors at the district level being trained in IMCI to offer supervision at district level. Again, we noted that at least more than 80% of the DHMTs had included IMCI in the action plan for this year, which was rather good. When we looked at the under 5 mortality rates, we found that most of the districts had an under 5 mortality rate which was falling between 100 and 149 per 1,000. The current mortality rate, under 5 mortality rate for Zambia is 168 per 1,000. More rural districts had an under 5 mortality rate above 200 as compared to the urban districts. So 16% of these, of the rural districts, had an under 5 mortality rate of above 200 as compared to only 6% of the urban districts. The next graph there, this is a figure which tries to show the, if you look at the x-axis, it looks at the mortality category. So this is the under 5 mortality rate. The y-axis is looking at the proportion of districts with that particular under 5 mortality rate. Now what you see here, although it may not be very conclusive, is that when you look at districts which had, that's the yellow line here, the bottom line, which had greater than 60% of the health workers trained in IMCI, you find that in terms of the under 5 mortality rate, you have less districts. If you look at that one, that is the yellow line which shows health, a district with more than 60% of the health workers trained in IMCI. You find that in terms of the proportion of districts that have got a higher under 5 mortality rate, which is like 200 to 249, it tends to be much, you tend to get a much lower proportion of districts compared to the other two categories with less health workers trained in IMCI. I'm saying it's not, it may not be very conclusive because, you know, there may be other factors associated to this, but I think it's a point worth noting at this point in time. We went further to do a logistic regression for determinants of IMCI training. And basically, again, if you look at this, it may not be very conclusive, but I think it gives us an indication of some of the possible determinants of IMCI training. And basically what we find that an IMCI implementing district was more likely to have at least 30% of the health workers trained in IMCI. And also a district that has included IMCI in the action plan was also likely to have at least 30% of workers trained in IMCI. Now, if you look at the urban districts, we find that districts which were urban were actually less likely to have more health workers, at least 30% of health workers trained in IMCI. Basically, you know, following those results, we try to look at some of the possible factors that may have influenced training. And what we find in our discussion is that generally most of the health centers are rural-based, and most of them had 1 to 5 health workers trained. The higher number of health workers per health center were observed in the urban clinics. This, again, is not strange because definitely this reflects that, you know, you may have, the conditions are much better in the urban area, so you tend to get many more health workers being in the urban area, in the urban areas. The urban areas are less likely to have a higher proportion of health workers trained in IMCI. Okay, this is also a reflection of the higher number of urban staff with relatively fewer trained in IMCI. And also the perceived importance of IMCI in rural areas where access to services is generally more difficult. So what you found is that generally there were more health workers trained in IMCI in the rural areas. So maybe this is a reflection of the perception that IMCI is much more important in the rural areas. And also this may confirm the fact that the rural areas with the lower staffing levels are prioritizing IMCI training. So if you have a rural area with low numbers of health workers and a few health workers are trained, the proportion is definitely going to be higher. One of the most important positive findings was that at least over 80% of the DHMTs, that the district health management teams, had included IMCI in the 206 action plans. But however, fewer than 25% of the health centers had reached the recommended level of training, which is over 60% of health workers trained in IMCI. This was actually similar to an earlier finding of a health facility survey, which was conducted in Zambia 5 years prior to the analysis of this particular data. The absence of trained health staff in some of the health centers in the rural areas has constrained IMCI training because, as you saw in the earlier slides, we do have some of the health centers which are being manned by untrained people. So So it's very difficult because then you can't even train those health workers, in those people in IMCI, because they are not trained health workers. Among the districts that had reached the 60% threshold, some of the possible contributing factors to this achievement as perceived could have been a strong NGO partner. I didn't go into the details to highlight the particular districts that had reached this threshold, but however, in some of those districts you found that there was a strong NGO partner presence in the district. And also what was found is that you had generally a strong provincial IMCI facilitator team, and this is the team which would be responsible for training health workers in IMCI. In addition, we did find that some of these districts had a strong district-level training program. In particular, there is another training program which incorporates IMCI, and this is the Integrated Competence Training program which is available in Zambia. Under-5 mortality rate was observed, a high under-5 mortality rate was observed in rural areas compared to urban districts. As I had said earlier, this is not strange. And under-5 mortality rate, I think, is a product of so many factors. So in rural areas, you're talking about, you know, the nutrition, you're talking of other aspects which will contribute to a high under-5 mortality rate. And generally, you expect that you will have a higher under-5 mortality rate in the rural area than urban area, and this is what was found. Being an IMCI implementing district did not necessarily relate to a reduction in under-5 mortality. I think basically for reasons that I have highlighted, that this may be a product of so many other things. Districts with over 60% of health workers trained in IMCI appear to have an under-5 mortality rate which was lower. I think this was a very important finding, because bearing this in mind, then I think it's very important that saturation rates are reached, and it's not just being an IMCI implementing district, but actually reaching the critical mass of health workers being trained in IMCI for you to be able to exhibit an impact. In terms of the under-5 mortality rate, again being linked to IMCI, I think this has to be taken with caution, because as I said earlier, this may be a product of so many factors. Although in a similar study that was done in Tanzania, which was a more structured study, I think they did show that if IMCI is well implemented, it can reduce mortality, under-5 mortality, well up to 13%. However, the study has also revealed major gaps in district capacities to offer leadership in IMCI training, both rural and urban districts. And this is in the context of the number of DHMT staff that are trained to be able to supervise IMCI implementation at district level. Again, the issue of having only about 56% urban and 26% rural districts having none or one IMCI person trained in IMCI, which is related to the leadership that I've talked about. Although, again, we see that a lot of the districts are including IMCI in the district action plan, there's still more effort that is needed to ensure effective implementation. So basically, just putting IMCI activities in the plan does not guarantee that you're going to have, you know, the good impact that you're looking for. In conclusion, the study has revealed major gaps in IMCI training in both rural and urban areas. The absence of trained health workers in some of the health centers makes it difficult to reach the desired threshold levels. Now, this calls for concerted efforts from all stakeholders in order to improve training and effective implementation of IMCI at both district and health center level. I'd like to acknowledge the Provincial Health Office and the DHO staff that provided some of this information, the staff from my workplace, HSSP, and also making reference to a number of documents that we got information from. Thank you very much for your attention.